Welcome to the What's Up BBQ podcast. Today's guest is a local musician and producer, passionately expressing his deep emotions about the 505 and his personal stories through lyrical prowess and rhythmic verses. He utilizes an art form requiring creativity, skill, and wordplay. We'll hear where his inspiration comes from in his craft, writing memorable lines, and structuring his rhythmic message. At the break, you'll hear his latest single addressing a controversy here in the Duke City. Bringing his flow, delivery, and messages to life, he's connecting with fans and leaving a lasting impact with his music on today's episode of What's Up ABQ.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Lindsay.
This is Lorenzo.
And this is What's Up ABQ.
What's up Albuquerque, this is Lorenzo.
And this is Lindsay, and today with us we have...
Pac-Man.
All right, so that is a very interesting name. Tell us a little bit about what that name means and why you're here.
Honestly, I just got that name from, you know, growing up, not only into the video game, but obviously now that marijuana, you know, is recreational here in New Mexico. You know, I the way I came up, I was always a hustler doing what I needed to do, and best believe I always had that pack on me, so.
Oh, yeah.
Pac-Man, nice. There you go. It was a name that evolved from many things, many origins. Nice. So you are a hip-hop artist here in Albuquerque. You're local. Tell us a little bit, because you just had a new single drop, like, really recently, which we listened to, and I actually really liked it, talking about MLG and the whole gun thing, which, you know, was a hot issue recently. A lot of people are triggered in a lot of different ways. Tell us a little bit about how local things kind of inspire your music.
Honestly, there's a lot that's been going on in the city, and I feel like as an artist, I feel like it goes unnoticed. Kind of something that's untouched in music. And, you know, I'm not no one perfect. I don't claim to be nobody perfect, but for me to be able to write down some of the things that I've seen going on in the city and affected some close family, you know, it's definitely something that I wanted to touch on with my music. And I definitely aim to do that with my After Dark single. So, yeah, it was definitely a tough time in the city, you know, losing anybody young like that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's the future. That's, you know, that's the youth. We got to look out for them. We got to guide them. And, you know, coming from where I come from, you know, I'm born and raised Albuquerque, New Mexico, from the South Valley, grew up right there on Vitor Romero right there. It's just, we grew up seeing a lot. We've been around a lot. And, you know, it's easy to talk about some of the things that we see and notice, but to touch on some of the things that goes unnoticed in music, that's what I wanted to do with that track, and I feel like I definitely you know, put the nail in the coffin on there. So
definitely,
yeah, you sampled some of the, like, the news clips, which I thought was really interesting. I really like that because it kind of creates this, like, space and time. It's like a time stamp and a time capsule on what's happening right now in Albuquerque, that, you know, it's on people's minds. They're talking about it. We're hearing about it. They just caught, I think, one or maybe even both of the guys that were responsible for the shooting of that 11-year-old. And that's some heavy shit. Like, that really hurts our city. That hurts our pride as a city. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm tired of hearing about Albuquerque on the news for all the bad things. And it's like, you know, we make national news, but not for good things most of the time.
Yeah.
And so it's nice that local artists are having that conversation and saying, like, okay, you know what? Yeah, that's terrible. But let's make sure as a community that we're talking about it and we're not forgetting about it, you know, and it's there and it's in our minds and our consciousness so that, you know, that kid's not forgotten. That situation is not just going to go unnoticed.
Yep. And that was a big thing for me with the song. I wanted to, you know, just spread awareness that we do have these young people out here that are misguided, and, you know, and it does start at home. You know, coming from, like I mentioned, coming from where I come from, I seen it firsthand. We gotta be better. We can't just talk about it. We gotta be better as a whole.
Like, do something, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So you're talking about, you know, you grew up in the South Valley. how did that influence where you came from and what your music has become and kind of your journey as an artist?
Honestly, growing up, my mom and dad, you know, they worked their ass off to, we, you know, there's five of us, so they worked their ass off to put food on the table. And my dad was one of the most hardworking men I've ever met in my life. And my mom, she's just a natural born hustler, like, you know, so that's where it comes from. Like, growing up, seeing all the stuff we've seen, going through all the stuff we went through, you know, it wasn't always, you know, sunshine and stuff like that. You know, we have those dark days. We went through some tough times, but to overcome those type of things is something, you know, that I'm able to speak about and put it into my music. That's what I want to do. It's not always going to be uplifting music, because some of the stuff we've seen growing up wasn't always uplifting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's where it comes into being an artist, being different, trying to be different. And, you know, that's really what I strive to be in my music. And I just try to tell my story. I don't try to be nobody else. I don't portray to be, you know, anybody that I'm not. I just want to be me, and I want that to foresee into my music. So,
definitely.
So, and I know this is probably a really hard topic. I know that you recently lost a brother to COVID.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit. And first of all, I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry that happened to your family. That's a heavy thing, and that's a really hard thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, that's...
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, it was a tough one for the family. It was something that, you know, definitely shifted the family. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, just be more strong, be more positive together, do more positive things. And, you know, you hear of these kind of things that happen whenever, you know, there's any type of influenza or any type of thing going around that can, you know, you see that's harming people. And it really don't hit home until it hits home. And
exactly.
And that's what happened. We, you know, as a family, we all got together, had to make some changes and go from there. Honestly, it was definitely tough. One of the worst times of my life, not only mentally, but physically. But my brother's here walking with us, and he's definitely guiding us into the right path. Shout out my brother Payne Aliseo. Long live Payne forever. Brothers only. We always got him. He always got us. So it's definitely something that definitely shifted us. But I know he wouldn't want us to be down. I know he wouldn't want us to be depressed all the time. So I'm gonna keep going strong for him. I'm gonna make sure his name lives forever. And that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's reflected in some of your music too. Right? And that I was just, you know, as I was listening to it, I was like, God, that would be such a hard thing to take that loss and that personal loss, especially because it hits you so close to home, and then translate it back to your music and go, okay, you know, this is how I'm gonna try to process it and cope with it and put it out there so that, you know, his memory's still there in a positive way, like you said, and not forgotten. That's huge.
Yeah, definitely. And he was such an impactful person, not only to my brothers and sisters, but just to everybody. He was, you know, he walked in the room and lit it up. He was a very humorous person, outgoing, one of the most easiest people to talk to, honestly. And I try to be like that every day. I try to be happy every day for him. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. A lot of my music that I put out recently, I had put out me and my brother, Figgy, we actually put out a 10-track album called Extraterrestrial. That goes a lot into what I was speaking about with my brother. Going through a lot of things mentally, overthinking things, questioning things, you know, why it happened, why does things like this happen. And to be able to go that deep into my music, I feel like I wasn't the only one affected by COVID, and my family wasn't the only one. So I know a lot of people could relate. So I just wanted to relay that into my music. So
definitely. No, that's good.
Seems like music can be kind of like therapy, you know, for some people. It's like it's therapy when you listen to it, and it's therapy when you produce it, too. So it's a really positive thing. I think, you know, a lot of people could have taken that loss and gone a really dark place with it, or, you know, maybe not come out a better person on the other side, but to take it and put it into your music seems like it's a really therapeutic and positive way to sort of like put it back into the world.
Yeah, definitely. And that's honestly, like I mentioned, it was one of the most hardest times of my life. went through a lot, not only mentally but physically. But I know he wouldn't want us down like that. So we're gonna bounce back always. We're gonna always make sure that his name lives on, and that's my goal for sure. Is just make sure that his name lives on. He was one of the best people in the world, and I always tell that to everybody. So
yeah, what a fantastic way to keep that legacy going. Like music to me lives forever, and I come from a family that has my grandpa was a mariachi. I keep saying that, like, I don't know. he when he passed away, like, every time I hear that music, it just sort of, he's alive still there, you know what I mean? So I think that's a really great way to keep your brother's legacy going, is just creating that music.
Yeah, definitely. And like you mentioned, with the therapy with music, like, a lot of us, we're very low-key people, you know what I mean? We talk to who we talk to about with about certain things, but with our family, I'm not a very open person with a lot of people, and to be able to relay those feelings into my music is definitely a stress relief. So I'm just thankful, 100%. So thankful that I could, have the ability to write down my feelings and be able to put them on a song, not only for me to enjoy, but for people that are going through the similar things. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there's people who can relate, and they say, oh, this, this other guy,
he's a personal nerve for other people, maybe, for something they've gone through.
Exactly. And they know, like, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
And
I think that's
because a lot of people, they don't have an artistic art outlet, haven't found it, haven't discovered what that is, but and they're just kind of keeping that. So
how did you discover, rap, hip hop, like, that's for me, like, that's my thing. Like, how did you discover that?
Honestly, my older brother, shout out my brother, Nando. He put me on game when I was just a little one, like little. I'm talking like elementary school. I would go in the room. He'd be playing some video games, bumping some SPM or some Dr. Dre, some original classics. You know what I mean? And he put me on game when I was such a young one. And I'll always be thankful for that, because I learned so much through him. I never really tell him this, but he's one of the main reasons why I do what I do. And honestly, just being inspired by him, and his story, he's been through a lot himself. So he's definitely one of the strongest men that I know. And, I always let him know that. But, as far as, what really inspired me, music definitely runs in the family. My cousin Romero, he's been, I don't know if you know, but Click on One. He's been making music for some time. He's definitely a New Mexico legend. I always take my hat off to him. And then, of course, my other cousin, Perv, and he was in a group called Block Boys, Perv Insane. They used to do their thing back in the day when I was growing up, and that was something that I looked up to. So it's pretty dope to have that music running in my veins. And I feel like, my family is definitely talented as far as music goes, and I want to carry that on. I'm 26, so I want to carry that on. I want to make sure that our legacy lives forever. The Martinez and Romero family, always, for sure. I want to make sure that's something that I carry heavily with me. So,
yeah.
That's awesome. No, I love hearing stories like that, where it's like, I started doing this, but it actually started when, and it's like that whole backstory of I was like 5 years old and I was hearing like Dr. Dre for the first time, and I was like, yep, that's for me,
So
it was definitely something that I fell in love with right away, hip hop. Like, man, it was something that definitely caught my ear, and I've been a big fan ever since. And just to hear all the new music, it really brings some type of, warmness to me, just because that's what I love and that's what I want to make. I want to continue to make great music. I want to continue to be a great man. So definitely. Yeah,
no, that's good.
So do you have any hip hop artists that kind of inspired you, or that you kind of listen to for inspiration when you're trying to, like, you're like, I could sample that, or I could pull from that. Like, is there certain artists where you're like, that's kind of where I go when I'm looking for something to, ignite what I'm trying to do?
Honestly, a big shift for me growing up, listening to a bunch of different artists. Like, my dad would always play the oldies and stuff like that. So just being around different genres of music and being able to, listen to a bunch of different things. But for me, someone that I find, someone that can motivate me to pick up my pen and to be able to write some fire. Our artists like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Big Al, Big Crit, Those are just a few that really get me going. Drake, for one, is, man, his pen game is crazy. I know there's a lot of talk about him not writing his own music, but he's a musical genius, and not everything has to come together and come off your pen, and I respect that, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's interesting you're talking about, like, growing up, having hip-hop catch you like that, and, you know, I grew up a bit before you did, like,
so, you want to tell us how old you are?
Yeah.
Big 4-0?
I'm getting up there. But, you know, when I grew up in Santa Fe, and my cousins would always, you know, play hip-hop rap, you know, like, I don't know, this was, like, Naughty by Nature, and I don't know who else, you know, way back, Dr. Dre, way back.
Yeah.
But for me, I didn't really connect, but now that I'm maturing, I guess you could say, I'm going back and I'm listening to, like, all these older artists, like Bone Thugs and Harmony, and, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, like, and then even like you said, Kendrick, like that those albums, his most recent album, like, I wore that out, and it's been, I'm connecting to this at, like, a later age in life, but
yeah
it's,
I, so my, one of my favorite hip hop artists, I mean, and this is probably a little cliche, but, like, growing up, I grew up on the West Coast, was Warren G, like, Regulator. Like, that's just, like, that's, like, the gold standard, I guess, for, like, my childhood.
I guess that's, like, considered classic.
I know.
30 years, but.
Yeah. And then I really liked Nas and, like, the Fugees back in the day. My first album I ever owned was the Fugees, The Score. Yeah. I still love that album. It's classic.
Yeah.
But that's probably the one album that made me, like, fall in love with hip hop at a young age, and then kind of want to branch out from there and explore more.
Yeah. No, it's a great medium, great artistic form. I'm kind of wondering about, like, the local hip hop scene in Albuquerque. Like, I don't get out very often,
but you're old.
You know, because my bedtime's like 9:30. But yeah. is there like a scene? Like, are there venues that happen? You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering, like, what does that look like?
Are you asking kind of like what is the hip hop landscape look like in Albuquerque
are there a lot of other local artists? Like,
there's so much talent out here in New Mexico. So much talent, and I could name drop so many artists right now that are making really great music for the city. But yeah, there's a lot going on out here. It is a big market. There's a lot of artists out here that are grinding every day and making music. And, you know, just like how Texas, those, Atlanta, we need to unite more. We need to come together more and, work as a whole and work as a collective and really win together. You see other cities do that, and you see them succeed. And I really want to succeed in, and not only me personally, but for everyone around me. I want to watch everyone win and help everyone, put everyone in the right place. But yeah, there's so much going on. George Fisher, he does Duke Day, and that's been a big thing down here. So shout out George Fisher. He's doing his thing, trying to bring the community together, and I respect that 100%. You know, we have influencers like Johnny James, and he's done a lot for the city, and I take my hat off to him for doing what he does and stuff like that. But just instead of, you know, trying to be instead of trying to have, like, bad things on the news about the city, it's cool to see people like George Fisher try to bring, you know, spread positivity into the community, into the youth with things like Duke Day. You know what I mean? Where we have a day where we could all go together. You know, there's lowriders there. There's vendors there. There's a lot of people there, you know, a lot of the community, a lot of the youth, and it's cool to bring that together and do that for the city. So it's pretty dope that he's doing that. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to sound so old. Just talking about the youth, I sound like an old person.
That's okay. You are.
Yeah, that's true. I'll be 40. I'll be 40 next month. So, yeah, I guess I am pretty old. I'll accept it. How can you encourage somebody who maybe is in Albuquerque, they're younger, they're like, you know what, I want to get into hip hop. I don't know where to start. What do I do to improve myself? What do I do to get myself out there? What kind of advice would you give them? What would you tell them to do, and what could they do?
I would honestly just start off by telling them to always be yourself. I know in music we could be motivated and off hearing something and try to create something similar. But to always be yourself, never change up, you know, and always just stay true to your story, you know what I mean? Never make music about stuff you never did or never seen.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And to stay consistent, because really that's what it is being consistent. Being consistent. I've been making music since 2017, and there was a time where, you know, when I first came out, we dropped two albums back to back, and we went through a little thing where we weren't releasing no music, and we really didn't have no motion after that. But I got a fire under me after my brother passed away, and I've been consistently making music and consistently dropping it, and I've definitely seen the change in numbers, and not only the numbers but the support. That's a big thing for me. I like to support the people who support me, so if you know, I appreciate anybody who ever takes, you know, the time to listen to my music and show love. It definitely goes a long way, and it's much appreciated over here.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, you said something earlier that really stuck with me when you were saying, you know, you want to see people win in this city, like you want to see people collaborate and come together mm-hmm. as a collective. Do you think that New Mexico hip hop is still in that mode where they're competitive, like people are competing with each other? Or are you seeing people kind of come together and go, yeah, you know what, like when one of us wins, we all win, let's put ourselves on the map? Like, what are you kind of seeing with that?
Honestly, I've seen a lot of unity lately, and it's dope to see, because I know when I first got into it in 2017, it was a lot of competitive, a lot of who's the best, a lot of, you know, stuff like that, which is cool. Like, competitive is like the big thing, you know what I mean? That's, you know, if you're not in competitive in what you do and you don't think you're the best, then why are you doing it, you know what I mean, type shit. But
right.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, to come together and build a collective, and, you know, that's where I really take my hat off to this group out here called Lobo. My bro Benjamin and my bro Lazy, they started a group. I believe they're based, of course, here in Albuquerque, but I think a lot of them are from Las Lunas. But they built a collective, a whole team called Lobo, and, you know, just to see the unity in their team and, you know, them going on tour and stuff, it's definitely motivating, you know what I mean? And definitely uplifting for the city, and it's just an enlightening feeling of seeing stuff like that, you know, other than violence and stuff like that. But
right.
But yeah, they're definitely doing their thing, so hats off to them. It's just at a point right now where it is more unity, which is dope. I definitely want to work with a lot of artists. I have a lot of things upcoming with a lot of artists from here, so
thanks.
Definitely be on the lookout for that.
Absolutely.
And that was actually my next question is, who are you going to be collaborating with soon? And then is there anybody that you're like, yeah, I really want to work with them, but you haven't yet?
Yeah, definitely. I would really love to do a track with Johnny James. He, like I mentioned earlier, he's definitely someone that I look up to, and he's a staple of the city and the state, New Mexico. So I definitely take my hats off to him. He's definitely one of the ones I want to work with. And of course, I know it's long overdue for me and my cousin Romero, but we need to definitely get in a track too. He's definitely a New Mexico legend, so definitely want to work with him for sure. But some of the things that I do have coming up, I have a track coming up called Player Made with my boy G Reach. That's probably going to be dropping in October sometime, so definitely be ready for that. That's going to be a big, big thing. We both came from the same area, South Valley. So yeah, it's definitely a big thing for the South Valley, Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we definitely trying to put on for the city.
Right on.
Are you guys going to be doing any venues or playing any venues soon, or kind of where do you like to perform? I guess when you do, like, is there a certain spot where you're like, yeah, that's like my favorite spot in the city?
Honestly, if I'm being 100 with you, I haven't performed in some time. I was doing more performances when I first started. We did a lot of shows, opened up for a lot of great artists. But I haven't performed in some time. But when I was, we were always up at Jam Spot right there on Central. They definitely host a lot of events for local artists, so hats off to them. I know they're new ownership, so hats off to that new owner, and still, you know, showing love to the city. So that's definitely something, you know, that I love to do. I love to perform, of course, but of course I have not performed in a while. Hopefully we could get some things going soon. I definitely want to get back on that stage and spit some fire up there.
Yeah, there you go. Right on. Well, we're about halfway, so we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back in just a few.
A U.S. district judge in New Mexico is holding a hearing today about the state governor's recent order to suspend the right to carry firearms. Now, here's what's happening. Declared gun violence a public health emergency. This after two children were recently killed in separate shootings.
Albuquerque police investigating a shooting on the city's northwest side. It happened on 4th Street just before...
Police are searching for leads after an 11-year-old boy was shot and killed outside of an Albuquerque Isotopes game.
There ain't no love in the city right now. Try to see through the bullshit, but it's white clouds. All the gun smoke, all the senseless murders. All these youngins out here dying, man, it really hurt us. We gotta come together as a city, hold it down. No more bullshit in the way, we all grown now. Gotta man up and look out for the youngest coming. It's more to life than to pick up a gun and do something. You gotta think for yourself when that time comes. All these crash dummies oughta be ashamed of themselves. They pull a gun, now they whole life sitting in hell. It's fucked up in these streets, just trying to make it about. Just trying to make it about. Just trying to make it about. Growing up it wasn't easy, we just seen so much. Gotta do what we can when this life get rough. R.I.P. to all the youngins that be losing their life. Shedding light in my godly ways, yeah, I'm highly praised and highly favored. All praises go to the Most High. Always got me through my hard times, that's no lie. Sick and tired of all the bullshit, I can't lie. Seem like life gonna win by a landslide. Every time I bounce back, they on the sideline. Guaranteed I give 100 when it comes to mine. When it's my time, guaranteed we all shine. So much going on, trying to see myself I'm wrong. Learning from my wrongs and rights, I pray to God you right. So much going on, trying to say myself I'm wrong. Learning from my wrongs and rights, I pray to God you right. God you right, God you right.
All right, we're back.
We are back. And today we are talking with Pac-Man, not his real name. or maybe, I mean, I don't know. Is it official? Maybe
no.
It's official.
Oh, no, that's not my name. Lindsay. That's not my real name. My real name is Mariano, named after my grandpa, so.
Oh, nice, nice. That's a good name. I have a relative named Mariano, too.
Yeah.
And then you have your Yankees hat, and I remember back in the day, Mariano Rivera, the closer.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a legend.
This is a conversation that I'm totally out of. I'm like, I don't know any of this. Okay, yeah, all right, I'll just drink my coffee. Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So I was wondering a little bit about, like, your recording process. Like, listening to your track that you had sent, you know, did you, like... learn from people that you've been with as far as recording, and like how did you pick up
you're
that
talking
process
about the technical
the technical piece of like getting the correct equipment, and because like there's it's one thing to write down lyrics and then you know make a beat and everything else, but then you gotta sit down, you gotta record, like Do you do that all yourself, or how does that work for you?
Honestly, when I first started making music, I did everything myself. Mix, master, record, write, everything. And it was a lot of just, it was like a learning curve for me, getting started, doing a lot of research, seeing what equipment we needed. Of course, buying all that equipment and then putting it to use. But now, if I feel a little bit more better because I ain't doing everything. Shout out my younger brother, Druzy. He's actually my engineer, and he's the one that's mixed and mastered After Dark and the whole Extraterrestrial album. So shout out my brother, Druzy. It's pretty dope to have a team around me full of people that are very, very, very intelligent, very, very, smart in what they do. And he's somebody that's learning, still learning the engineering, but I love the sound that we have and that we're creating. We do everything in-house, so definitely shout out my team, Brothers Only, Real Rugged and Raw Records. We're definitely starting something up, and we want to keep it going. We want to stay strong together. It's dope to have brothers that are very talented and everything. So we're just going to try to keep going, try to make dope music. But as far as, the process, me and my brother Druzy are locked in. I lay the vocals down, and he does his thing on the computer and mix masters everything. But
nice.
It really helps, especially when you like keep it in the family and you have that support system. I know, like, I started this podcast with my brother, and now it's Lorenzo, my husband. So we're trying to do kind of the same thing. And then we have Paul, our editor. Shout out, Paul. Who's listening to this right now, fixing it as we go.
Yeah.
It's like it takes a village to create good art and to create, something that you can present. And so it's really cool when you have that, like, this person over here that's good at this, and then you've got this person over here who can handle the other part. And it's always nice to have that support around you, for sure.
Yeah, it takes a seat of, like, just that motivation, for sure, right?
Yeah, and it's just dope to have people around you that support you. My family's a big family, a lot of cousins, a lot of aunties, a lot of uncles, and it's cool to have that support, that in-home support. It definitely goes a long way. So definitely shout out the fam. My sisters too, they show a lot of support. They're doing their own thing right now too, so shout out to them. Hopefully we could, keep this thing going and keep making great things and keep trying to do big moves for the city. So
So speaking of support, since we're on that topic, how can the city and how can Albuquerque support you, and how can they support new artists and people that are out there trying to get their music heard?
Honestly, social media is the biggest thing right now. One share could go a long way. Everyone has social media. Everyone has all this. So any type of support is appreciated. You ain't got to listen. You ain't got to like. Just share it. That could go a long way. And I've noticed, it definitely does help. Even just to share a comment with certain algorithms, how social media works and stuff like that. Any type of share or comment could definitely put you on the right path. So that's definitely a big way. But of course, when we have things going on in the city, certain events and stuff like that, even come out, show face, you know what I mean? Come have a good time. Come support the shows for the locals. And we always pay hundreds of dollars for these big artists that come out, and we have a lot of talent here in New Mexico. So, why not come out and show love to the locals too? You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah. I think that, we talk about local support a lot on this podcast, and I think, that's one thing that we always try to emphasize too. Like, Albuquerque, if you're listening, social media is huge here and word of mouth is huge here. So like just talking about something that you're excited about or talking about a new artist and saying, hey, you know what? I heard this rapper at this place and they're going to be showing up at this other place. You should come. Like just letting people know. And that word of mouth is a huge way to get people involved in local everything. So I think that we're really good at that in Albuquerque, especially in New Mexico. But we do have to remember too, we do pay a bunch of money for these big artists to come, to Isleta or wherever. We need to show that love back to our local artists, because that's what's going to eventually kind of mold us into the landscape that we want for what we're producing too.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about where you sample from when you're out there and you're trying to find tracks to sample for different, songs. What kind of music are you looking for? Where do you find stuff to sample? What's kind of your process?
Honestly, it all goes down to my type of music. I love hip hop. R&B too, man. R&B, they have so much classics. So I kind of go into a little wormhole and just listen and listen and listen to see, you know, you could get inspiration from anybody. It's all about how you perceive that message. So I try to stay open-minded. I love to try new things and, of course, to listen to new artists. So I always, you know, I always keep my playlist open all the time. But that's definitely something that helps me when I'm looking, you know what I mean? So just having that open mindset.
It's so funny, like you mentioned, like the other day I was listening to Cal Scrubby. There's a song called Donnie Darko, and he samples like a little clip from that movie. And I never in a million years would have thought like, oh yeah, someone would sample that for like a hip hop song, but it works really well.
Yeah,
it's really good. And I'm like, I never even would have like put that together, but it's really cool when somebody takes those like obscure noises and sounds and backtracks. And you're just like, wow, like I never would have even, you know, that's so cool.
Right. I've actually discovered some like old music too by like, you know, I listen, you know, who did it really well, of course, was Kanye. Like I would go back and I, you know, listen to whatever he sampled, and actually like it wasn't like a song that was bad. It was a song that was actually on its own really good, and I discovered a bunch of old, you know, Motown and stuff like that. I'm like, so I don't know.
You hear artists like Drake and Kanye where they take the sampling to the next level. And it's definitely inspiring to hear some things. You would be like, nah, that ain't it. And then you go listen to the original, you're like, yup, that's it. They kind of make it their own, which is dope. And that's what I really appreciate about hip hop and just being able to express yourself. I know a lot of people take it the wrong way when people do sampling, and you know, they think like they're trying to take their ideas, but a lot of these youngsters don't know what was good back then. So to be able to bring that back in the loop and you know, make it yours is dope, and I appreciate that in the hip hop aspect of things.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it also makes it like relevant again. You know what I mean? Like people are like, you're gonna say, like you're gonna hear this sample of this old song, and then you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And then you're gonna go back and listen to it, or you're gonna seek it out, and then it's like it shines that spotlight back, you know, on that old artist, which brings it back to like the current. I think that's a really big compliment, personally. I mean, that's how I would take it.
But. Yeah, I mean, coming from an artist, that's how I would take it too. If somebody thought of something I was doing was dope, and they wanted to sample it and put it on their track, let's do it. Like.
Yeah,
that's definitely something that I would take as a compliment for sure.
Yeah, it's just more exposure for your art at the end of the day.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I know. I'm thinking about all the Kanye songs. I'm like, that was nice. A sample too. Got it. go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna wonder if I can shift gears. So kind of bring it back to Albuquerque. You said you grew up in the South Valley. Like, I mean, it's so crazy about how Albuquerque has like its own sort of little micro communities, you know what I mean? Like you have South Valley. I lived in the South Valley for a little bit off of Corzinar, and you know, I spent some time, I grew up in Santa Fe, I grew up in the East Mountains, and then I moved to Albuquerque, been here for 20 years. But like, as you go from neighborhood to neighborhood, each neighborhood has its own sort of feel. And Albuquerque, we call it the big, like a big little city. You can run into people like everywhere. But the South Valley is different from like the West Side, and it's different from like downtown or University, or it's different from like the Heights. You know what I mean? So what do you think is unique about like growing up in the South Valley? And then I guess, what do you love about Albuquerque?
Man, I love this city so much. The people, the culture, there's such great things here, and not only you know, just the people itself, but the culture here is amazing. You see all different types of people, all different type of ethnicities, so it's dope to see. But like you mentioned, there is little micro cities, like, you know, we got the South Valley, the North Valley, and it's dope. Every place is different. You never know what you're gonna get into in the day, so it's definitely something that keeps you on your toes, but. It's just that culture of the South Valley, like, you know, we have right there. There's a lot going on in the South Valley. You know what I mean? A lot of people are more close than you think. And it's dope to see, you know, growing up, we were always at my grandmother's house down there in the South Valley. And that's where we all spent majority of our time. And, you know, it was really family oriented, had a lot of cousins around, of course, my brothers, sisters, grandpa, grandma, RIP my grandpa, by the way. He was definitely a big, big part of the family. When he passed away, of course, a lot of things shifted in the family, you know what I mean? But long live my grandpa, Toby Romero. Definitely somebody that held the family together. And, you know, it was dope being at his house all the time, him and my grandmother's house. Literally walking right there from Ernie Pyle straight to my grandma's house every day.
Went to
Ernie Pyle Middle School, went to Kit Carson Elementary School growing up, so they're like literally connected. The culture in the South Valley is different. New Mexico itself, we have that fire green chili. We have Rosales right there on Ixtlahuatl and Coors right there, always burning up that green chili, so.
Yeah.
Well, and that kind of leads into our next question. So since we're on that topic of chili, I mean, you know what's coming, right?
Hey, yeah. So we got to ask everybody that joins the podcast. So what'll it be, red or green for you?
For me personally, I got to go with red for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm more of a red chili person. Don't get me wrong. Green chili is good, but mm-hmm. I'm more of a red chili person. I grew up with my dad making, you know, the stuffed sopapillas with beans, red chili, potatoes, cheese, and like, you know what I mean? So we grew up with that good food for sure. So definitely red chili.
And what's your heat level? Do you want it like atomic, like you're suffering, or sort of like a in between? Like where are you at there?
I'm more of an in between. I don't want it too hot. I want to enjoy it. You know what I mean? I like to
taste the flavor.
I like to enjoy my food. So yeah.
Right. So yeah. Lindsay, when we first got married, I think I brought her to one of my family gatherings and everybody, my mom, she's like, she wants it like extra hot.
Your mom is like glutton for pain.
Everybody's like suffering and sweating and like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. I'm like,
you guys look like you're hurting. Are you sure you're having a good time right now? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
I'm with you. Like, I want to taste my food. Like, I want to enjoy it. I want to like enjoy the flavor and the heat. I don't want it just to be so hot that like my mouth is on fire and I can't.
Exactly.
You know, I'm right there with you on that. I like to enjoy my food and, you know, be around family when we're eating, some good family time. So
definitely.
So if you're not at your family's house, you're not with your family, but you're gonna go out somewhere, you're gonna get chili somewhere in the community, where do you go?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been so reclusive. I really don't do much. I work 4 10-hour shifts throughout the week. When it's my time off, I like to spend time with the family and, you know, really, really resonate with them and vibe with them. But when I'm not working, I'm working on music.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
Yeah. So,
we know that feeling.
Yeah. You got the 4 10s and then you got the 3 12s making music.
Yep,
right?
So, definitely. Yeah.
Never any downtime.
Never.
Somebody bring this man some chili. Yeah, no, that's totally understandable. I think anybody who's an artist or who has like something creative that they're doing on top of their regular job, I mean, it's never, you're never bored. You never have the downtime to really be like, yeah, I got a bunch of time to go do a bunch of stuff.
Right. Definitely.
Exactly. Always working, always hustling for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right on. All right. So yeah, we definitely want to shout like your socials, I got your YouTube link, got your Instagram. What other ways can people kind of get in touch with your music or, kind of
discover you?
Yeah, exactly. Like where can we reach you?
Yeah, so all my social platforms is either at official Pac-Man or at Pac-Man, and that's spelled Paakman. You can find me on all social platforms under that. And of course, I'm on all streaming platforms, YouTube Music, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, all of the platforms. Just simply search Pac-Man. I'll be the one that'll pop up and throw me in rotation. Give me a chance. We all out here trying to make a living, trying to do good. So,
definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a long time coming. I know we I'm just going to say this on the podcast. We have been trying to get this interview together for, I don't even know how long, a couple months at least. So thank you for being patient with us.
Yep.
It's been a crazy couple of months. So thank you so much for taking your time to talk with us, because it's really valuable and we really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yeah, no problem. Likewise, I want to send that love right back. I appreciate what you guys do for the city as well. For you to maybe, you know, this could be a new journey for you guys and to open up to showing love to a lot of artists out here. And I'm glad to be that for you guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I do, again, do appreciate you guys' time, taking the time to just ask these questions. And this is my first interview. I've never interviewed with nobody.
Out of
so,
way.
Yeah, this is my first.
Well, thank you. You did great.
I appreciate
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, no, this is great. No, yeah. I had
first
no idea.
Many.
Yeah, first of many, for
first
sure.
Of many.
For sure.
First of
yeah,
many. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon. And everybody, if you get a chance, go find Pac-Man, listen to his music, support local music because it's important. And if you have anybody that you think we should interview or talk to, please send them our way. We are happy to have that conversation and we want to have that conversation. So thank you, Albuquerque, and have a great day.
Appreciate it. Long live Pain, Real Rugged and Raw Records, Brothers Only. Shout out y'all for showing love and having me on this podcast today. I appreciate that.
What's Up ABQ is back. We have more interviews with lovers, creators, doers, and dreamers of ABQ and beyond. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram and send us a message if you or somebody you know is interested in an interview. And as always, we support ABQ locals free of charge. We love you, ABQ. It's good to be back, and we'll be telling you soon what's up, ABQ.